Rick and the homecoming of WBO middleweight boxing champion Andy Lee. The Castle Connell man beat the previously undefeated Matt Karabov in Las Vegas on Saturday night. Today he got home and our reporter Joe Stack spoke to him.
Andy, you must be delighted. Give us your feelings on what it's like to touch down as a world champion in your native Limerick.
It's surreal, but it's a great feeling all the same, and something I dreamed of and fantasize about, stepping back here when I won the title, come back to Shannon and back to Limerick, and it's a dream come true.
What's it going to be like in Limerick City when those expected hundreds, if not thousands, of your city folk are there to meet you?
Hopefully it's not too wet. If the rain lets up for an hour, it'll be nice, and it's great. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, and just the response I've got so far, it's been amazing, so thanks everybody.
Andy, would you be pushing for a title defence in Limerick?
Certainly. Adam is already on the ball and he's making plans for maybe Tolman Park in the summer, which would be another dream come true. So we'll see. Hopefully, yeah, that can be made.
Andy Lee back in Limerick speaking to Joe Stack. Joe is on the line. Joe, what's the chances of that title defence being staged in Limerick, do you think?
Well, it's a difficult, Richard, because the mandatory challenger is a man by the name of Billy Joe Saunders, who defeated Chris Eubank Jr. in his last outing. Now, our understanding at this early stage is that title defence would be taking place in February or March. Weather-wise, that probably wouldn't lend itself to an outdoor event. So what Andy was talking about there, and his trainer Adam Booth, is that there may be something over the summer, but I think you could maybe suspect that there will be an initial defence of Andy's title, probably in Dublin in February or March, because, as I say, it would have to be some sort of indoor arena. But the determination seems to be there from Andy Lee and his camp that the Limerick fans will get a chance to turn out and see the champion at some stage. They mentioned the summer there in that bit of audio.
It's been a long old haul for him. He turned professional back in 2006. It was a long time coming, Joe.
It certainly was. I mean, this is a man who was Ireland's only boxer at the Athens Olympics in 2004. He was defeated on a countback. In other words, it was a draw in his fight with a Cameroon opponent. It ended 27 apiece, I think it was. On a countback, he lost out. It was a couple of years when he was wondering what would he do. And then in 2006, like you say, he went over to Detroit as a young 22-year-old to the famous Kronk gym and Manny Stewart's gym, a man who nursed him, a man who developed him as a pro fighter, a man who in fact, he lived with for 7 or 8 years. This has been an awful long time coming. It's his second title fight. He lost initially back in 2012 to Chavez Jr., but this was incredibly sweet, particularly when this man, Matt Karabov, that he beat on Saturday night, was unbeaten. I mean, Karabov is the real deal. Now, thankfully, Andy Lee is the real deal, and we wait and we see where he goes from here.
Joe, thanks for that. Joe Stack in Limerick on the homecoming for Andy Lee.